Hello, Rachel Bird here. Welcome to The Pause, an invitation to take a short break from our usual habits of outward-focused doing, thinking, and living in the past and future, and instead giving ourselves the gift of coming inward and being present with what's right here, right now. So if your situation allows, I invite you to let go of whatever you were doing and allow your body to be in a comfortable position, sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're okay doing so, close your eyes, or if you keep them open, just soften your gaze and rest your eyes on one object. Now bring your attention inward to explore what's right here, right now, by listening to my guidance as best you can, not so much doing, but just receiving, with curiosity and kindness, and let's see what happens. So the bell is the invitation to let go of whatever you were doing before and just check in and see, how is it right now, right here? How's the mind? What's the mood of the mind? The energy of the mind? Is it agitated or is it calm? Sleepy? Alert? Grumpy? Whatever it is, it's like this right now. We don't judge it, it's just like this. And how's the body? What's your overall feeling, your energy in the body right now? Is it relaxed or calm? Is it restless? Feel at ease? Is there some sensation somewhere that's maybe a little irritating? We can just notice the body's like this right now. Again, not judging, just noticing how it is. And this is our basic exploration, just being curious about what's happening right here, right now. And for the next few minutes, I invite you to explore this inviting curiosity of what else is happening right here, right now, and to see how it may be helpful in your mind if it gets stuck on something, or if we just want to expand our awareness of the world. Just inviting curiosity and see what happens. So set the intention right now just to be aware of what's happening moment to moment, in the six senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. So we have these six senses that keep feeding information into the mind moment to moment, and it keeps changing. And can you just notice what's happening right now? A sound, thought, a body sensation, a breath, another thought, another sound, all coming and going. Can we stay interested in our changing experience to know what's happening right here? So let's do that. Now this. Now this. Just staying with this moment-to-moment experience in the six senses. And we can check in to notice what the mind is paying attention to. Is it still with present moment experience, changing? Or is it caught on something, a thought, a sensation, a worry, sleepiness? Whatever it's paying attention to, we just notice what the mind's paying attention to and how that feels. And then reopen our curiosity about what's happening moment to moment. Can we just observe now this, now this, now this? Each moment a changing sensation, thought, sound, all coming and going, and mind just aware. Now this. checking in to notice what the mind's paying attention to. Whatever it is, just noticing what it's paying attention to, noticing the feeling in the mind and the body that comes with that awareness of that object. And so we get to know the cause and effect. We're paying attention to this, it feels like this. And if we're stuck in something, can we soften and widen our awareness? Can we invite curiosity about what else is happening? If we're caught in a thought or caught in sleepiness, what else is happening? Is there something else here? Is there a sound? A body sensation? Another thought? A heartbeat? All happening. Can we experience this moment to moment? Let's try. Stay curious. Now this. And we can notice what the mind's paying attention to. Do we keep getting caught in the same thing, or can we open to being curious about whatever's happening in all the senses, being a broader awareness with curiosity about what's happening that we may not have noticed? Can we just receive each sensation as it comes? This thought, this sensation, this breath, this heartbeat, this another thought, another sound, all coming and going. Can we stay interested in our experience of our inner and outer world with openness, kindness, curiosity? And we do soften and widen our experience. Can we notice how that feels? Is there a more aliveness that comes with it? So just noticing, not judging good or bad, just how it is. Let this be a practice now and in your daily life. So the bell is the invitation to bring the awareness back to the surface, maybe to your surroundings, and noticing whatever your experience was there, what might have been helpful or informative. And if so, just set the intention to try it again some other time. And I'm just grateful that you're willing to give this try, being curious about what's going on, to see what's happening right here, so you get to know yourself better and the world better, and take the pause into your life. So I hope you'll join me again next time. Take care.